Hey everybody, it's Rita, your host of Happy Being Well. I am excited to talk today about the power of sound. Now, we've all been hearing, we've heard of sound baths or listening to binaural beats or the effects of, classical music, how actually listening to classical music can increase your IQ. So we're going to dive deep into this and how sound affects us, the power of sound, and how that all works. But before we go deep, we'll listen to a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
So welcome back. We're going to get into the power of sound. Now, I love listening to binaural beats, meditation music, sometimes listening to raindrops, and these are all, you can just simply go into YouTube and find a plethora of different sounds. You can listen to binaural beats for healing, different hurts. There's for a love vibration, hurts, healing, increasing your concentration. So we're going to dive deep into this and how all this works. So the power of sound, American doctors discovered that some types of music could stimulate blood flow. Since then, there has been an increase of medical interest in the therapeutic qualities of sound. So how does sound affect us? Just as color and light, which we discussed in the previous podcast, can influence our moods, sound has the power to affect our emotions. It can reach deep inside us and alter the way we feel, and even the way we react in a given situation. Sound is made up of waves of pressure that resonate at different frequencies. These different levels of sound affect us in different ways. For example, a high-pitched sound, such as a scream, will set our nerves on edge and make us tense. Whereas the gentle sound of water trickling from a fountain will soothe and relax us. In the same way, gentle, beautiful music is calming and can inspire creativity, whereas loud, thudding music is irritating and will leave us feeling stressed. In extreme cases, very loud music can even cause headache and damage the hearing. There are exceptions to this. There are times, for instance, when irritating or chaotic sounds can energize us or inspire our creativity. For example, the bewitching sounds of Ravel's Concerto Bellore. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. We're inspired by the interminable sawing rhythm of a mill. However, these cases are very much the exceptions, and it is better to try to improve the quality of sound around us whenever possible so that we can become more relaxed and avoid increasing the amount of unnecessary stress in our lives. This helps us to function more efficiently and enjoy a better quality of life and a greater level of happiness. So, let's discuss sound as healing. So research is still underway into the therapeutic potential of sound, but there is a growing belief that certain sound waves can affect the pulse, respiration, and blood pressure and improve mental clarity. Sound therapists now use machines to send healing sound waves to ailing parts of the body and to help autistic patients to hear properly. Research in both the US and Europe during the 1980s and 1990s showed that music could be used to reduce stress levels and help patients to recover from illnesses more quickly. Music therapists are increasingly being asked to help treat patients with learning difficulties and other mental and physical disabilities. They use music to encourage patients to find ways of expressing themselves and even for pain relief. There are many ways to use sound in your meditation practice. For example, you can have beautiful music playing in the background. Instrumental pieces work best for this, and wood and gentle classical music or New Age music. Sounds of nature, such as sounds of the seashore, also create the right atmosphere. Whichever sounds you choose, try meditating on each sound with mindfulness. In other words, be aware of every sound as it happens. In this way, your appreciation of the sounds will be intense. So how do we use sound to solve our problems? Like color, which we discussed in the previous podcast, sound can help you to understand people or situations. If you're finding it hard to understand someone, hold that person in your mind's eye and ask your subconscious to describe him or her with the sound. If it's a whisper, it could suggest the person is timid or unsure. If it's a roar, then perhaps the person is overbearing or insensitive. The sound and your interpretation of it give an indication of your feelings and put you in a better position to improve your relationship. Chants or mantras help to still the mind and create a sense of tranquility and peace. The vibrations are felt throughout the body and can lead to a state of bliss and euphoria. So experiment with a few sounds and mantras yourself, and then feel the effects of different sound vibrations you have within your body. You can try a chakra sound meditation. Vibrations with the seven main chakras. This will help you identify with your chakras and unlock their power. So we can do, and I'm going to walk you through a chakra sound meditation right now. So this meditation is best performed in a silent place where no other sounds will be able to disturb your concentration. So sit in a cross-legged position and breathe naturally. Visualize the chakra at the base of your spine. Make a long sound. Do. Imagine the do is coming from the chakra itself. Let it vibrate for 10 seconds at least. What does it feel like? Move your attention to the sacral chakra in the lower abdomen. Make a long sound. Ray. Hold it for at least 10 seconds and try to imagine it coming from the chakra itself. How does the energy of this sound differ from the energy of the do? Shift your attention to the solar plexus or navel area and make a long sound. Me. Again, and throughout the meditation, hold the sound for at least 10 seconds. How does that feel? Now focus on the heart chakra and make a long sound. Feel the vibrations coming from your heart area. How does that feel? Now do the same for the throat chakra using the sound. So can you feel the differences in energy as the tone becomes higher? Shift your attention to the chakra on your forehead and make a long sound. La. Then move your focus to the crown chakra and make the sound T. How does that feel? Finally, be absolutely still. Hear the sounds your body makes from within. Pay special attention to them because they will help you to forge greater awareness of your body. Then breathe deeply and close the meditation. And slowly open your eyes. And welcome back to the room. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode on how to use sounds to increase your awareness, use sounds for healing, use sounds to increase your concentration, so you can be more empowered, live with more joy, light, and love. Before we go, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for fashionable and super comfy yoga leggings, crystals, natural soaps, essential oils, organic facial masks, and much more at happybeingwell.com. Subscribe to happybeingwell.com's newsletter for 10% off all products, including free shipping on all orders within the USA. Sending love and light, guys. Until next time, ensure you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss another upcoming episode for more life-changing tips and strategies.